Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. You know what I do. It's a new moon. So if you are into the energetic, you should be making some affirmations to cut the dead weight. That's what you're supposed to do on a new moon. If you listen or read a lot of what each of the new moons over the course of the year mean, you all get the same kind of response, no matter what they claim the type of the new moon is. It's all about trying to release energy and focusing on that. Now, there's some things you could do. You could write stuff down on a piece of paper, like a manifestation, and burn it or bury it or whatever, depending upon what you like. But, you know, it's all about focusing yourself on that particular point where you want to release something or manifest something. So it gives you a point of focus so that it would help you do those kinds of things. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Maybe you're not coming out and trying to manifest something from your best place mentally and spiritually. But, you know, if you are, it's a good exercise in manifestation. So I don't know if you can hear it, but the new dog is snoozing away. I don't think you can, because I do have some background dampening equipment. But if you can, now you know what's going on. Little guy was adopted, and he is turning out to be one of the best little dogs. Well, he's not little, but best dogs ever. Smart as anything, knows exactly what to do, did not have to train him at all, was very, very skinny. And it took about a week for him to gain some weight, which is a good thing, because I just don't like skinny dogs. It's just not good. So he is living his best life. He is pooping like a champ, rapidly going through poop bags like never before. And as a point of reference, I have never smelt so many farts in all my life in such a short period of time. But here we are, braving the storm, just like Donald Trump is doing this as well with the nonsense trials that he is currently involved with. We're finding out all kinds of ridiculous things. First and foremost, these hush money payments. The hush money payments are what? They're essentially, or a payment, I should say, single. It's essentially a non-disclosure agreement. If you want this money, don't say these things. Everybody does it. All the businesses do it. Government agencies do it. There are millions upon millions of non-disclosure agreements that are put into place every single year. This is nothing new. This isn't something that's crazy. Now, if you are a rich person and maybe you've got prenups involved, right? Then you probably would want some kind of NDA in place with people you fiddle around with. At the same time, if you have somebody like Donald Trump married to another woman like Melania Trump, then in that NDA, you can pretty much rest assured that one side or another is going to be compensated if the other person does some philandering. Also in that NDA, more than likely, is some kind of verbiage that says that they have an open marriage, so you are free to do as you wish. But if you get an STD, there is going to be some kind of penalty and so on and so forth, especially if, you know, one side or the other gives some filthy disease to the other. That's how a lot of these marriages work. And then if you look into Hollywood and how their revenue is generated and how these actors and actresses and musicians are paid, I mean, you've got these things called conservatorships. And before you know it, these people have no money. You think they do. They wander around like they do. They live in these glorious mansions, drive these fabulous cars, and so on. But they really don't have any money. It's all distributed to them. They get a fraction of what they're truly worth, if you can believe that. So it's along those same lines. It's an NDA involved in all of this. And that's why they're claiming it's all hush money. But there was Trump's controller, Jeffrey McConney, testified that, well, guess what? These were technically legal expenses. He was asked. Michael Cohen was a lawyer. Yes, and payments to lawyers by the Trump organizations are legal expenses. Yes, President Trump did not ask you to do any of the things you just described, which is paying Mr. Cohen to pay Stormy Daniels, the person that Trump supposedly had an affair with. And the answer to that, McConney said, no, he did not. And as far as you know, President Trump did not ask you to do any of those things. In none of the conversations that you had with Mr. Weisselberg, who was also involved in all of this, did he suggest that Trump had told him to do those things? Allen never told me that. So these people are all involved with how the money flows within these Trump organizations. And none of them have ever said, except Mr. Cohen, who is a known and proven perjurer. He's not afraid to lie on the stand. Now, in a normal world, if you perjure yourself and you fib and people catch you in a court of law, that means that anything else you say should not be considered at all, because more than likely you're lying about it, or at least you're bending the truth, so much so that the defense or the prosecution can't rely on your testimony. So this person should not be anywhere near a courthouse unless he is a defendant and he is in trouble. So that's the only person that is claiming that Donald Trump really did tell me what to do, and this was to pay off Stormy Daniels. Now, this is all nonsense. If you've got somebody that lies, you can't trust them. And this all hinges upon how it is being basically cataloged in the expense report. And this is essentially an NDA under the title of legal fees. Now, I went through why you would put something like that. In this testimony, you find out that it was basically a program, and in order to itemize the taxes and the payments and so on, you had a drop-down menu that you were supposed to choose the correct category and the amount that was spent in that category. One of these categories being legal fees or legal expenses, whatever the right term was. And so where else would you put something like that? Where else would you put a legal document that creates a non-disclosure agreement between two parties when it has to be written by lawyers, where there is a transaction? I pay you this, you don't say that. I can't tell. What are you going to put it under? Accounting? Human resources expenses? Travel expenses? There's nowhere else to put it. So of course it's going to be a legal expense, especially if you got Cohen working on it. So this is what comes out today. And we also have under oath that it was Mr. Cohen's job to figure out how to account for the payments on his, Trump's, personal income taxes. So if Cohen is responsible for doing this, then it also implies that Cohen could have potentially put an incorrect line item on these tax forms. And that means that, yes, Trump is responsible for overseeing how things work, but he is, like anybody else in most of society, not going to go through his taxes and financials with a fine-tooth comb. He hires people to do that. Ultimately, if anybody was to have the finger pointed at them as to why this was categorized potentially incorrectly the way it was, we would have to look at Michael Cohen, because he's the one that created the line item to begin with. Michael Cohen being the one that said that this is all dirty business, and I know that Trump is doing something illegal. Well, of course you know that Trump is doing something potentially illegal. It's because you're the one that created the illegality. This is how this is all working here. And the Democrats are more than happy to go along with this. Oh my gosh, it's so great. We finally got the guy. We finally got Trump. He's going to be thrown in prison. Cannot wait. It is going to be awesome. We need more of this to go along with the narrative, because it's election season and this is just going to be awful for Trump. Let's hope he ends up in prison. Then you had Stormy Daniels testify in front of everybody. Now, the question that everyone should be asking right now is, what does Stormy Daniels have to do with the price of rice in China? She is in no way going to have any sway on this case for the prosecution or the defense. There is no reason why Stormy Daniels should be testifying, unless you're a Democrat and you want to paint Trump with a lot of bad brushes, because it is essentially a character witness. It doesn't matter what Stormy Daniels says at all. She has no responsibility as to why it is a legal expense to pay her for a non-disclosure agreement. And you find out a couple of things. But before I go into what you find out, let's do a little background check on Stormy Daniels. Porn star, stripper, made a lot of money. That's what she claims. Now, if you do any kind of digging, you can find old photographs of Miss Daniels. And right around the same little portion of her hip, and she got a tattoo, and she covers both sides of her hips to cover up whatever it is she's got to cover up. But on, I believe, the right hip, it doesn't matter. Look at it. You could see a branding mark. Now, why is that important? Because the branding mark, so somebody burned her, right, is the same in the pictures that I've found, is the same as the branding that the Nixium cult used to do to poor young girls. Now, let's go back a little bit. What's the Nixium cult? It is portrayed as, oh, it's just an organization that helps young girls from destitute households get a leg up in society. So it's a support structure. We even have somebody from the show Smallville as part of our organization, and look, you can be just like her. Well, you find out later on, the higher and higher you go into this organization, it turns more and more into a cult until you reach the inner circles of the leadership of this, where they brand you on your hip with the initials of the leader of that cult, Keith Ranier, or Ranier, whatever you want to call him, and you were involved in, basically, sex trafficking and being his sex slave. So Nixium cult got broken up. Why did it get broken up? Nixium cult was found to illegally be fundraising and bundling donor contributions to none other than Hillary Clinton back in 2016. So it's not just a sex cult. It is a Democrat-run sex cult. Democrat-run sex cult around the same time. You also had Avenetti. You also had, who was the other stooge around the same time? You had the former governor, Spitzer, and a whole bunch of other sheriffs and judges getting nabbed with, am I getting this right? When was Spitzer nailed? This is going to bother me. Maybe I'm getting my stories mixed up. He was known as Client Number 9. When did this occur? Was this over that same? So I think it occurred around 2008. Yes, this is the wrong story. Let's go back to Nixium. I'll get into Spitzer another time. So Nixium was broken up, right? There were also rumors that not only was Stormy Daniels potentially part of the Nixium cult, right? But Michael Avenetti was also potentially involved, going to recruitment parties for the cult in Connecticut and other places. Now, that's rumor. You can't take that to the bank because, of course, they'll deny it. But point is this. You've got Stormy Daniels. You can find photos of her with branding on her hip, which is the same location, same type of branding that the Nixium cult used to do onto their sex slaves. So Stormy Daniels, by default, is a compromised individual. She's more than likely a Democrat, if not working for the Democrats. And wouldn't you know it, she is a sex worker. So you know that if she's in that kind of position with Democrats, then she's probably a honeypot. She is there to collect intelligence, which also implies that she's working with some kind of agency, whether that's the police, the FBI, the CIA, on and on the list can go. So she is well-placed, okay, especially given her background. So she's up there testifying. You really don't figure anything out through her testimony other than she was supposedly sober. She didn't have any kind of drugs or alcohol in her system during the first encounter with Donald Trump. However, she claims, I don't know how I got out of my clothes. It's stunning. How did this happen? If you're sober, right, you would probably have some kind of memory as to why and how your clothes were strewn across the room. It's not an unreasonable expectation. And of course, she tries to get into the nitty-gritty, and for what it's worth, this judge said that, hey, wait a minute, this is kind of irrelevant, and sustained the objection from the Trump side. So other than that, you really don't get any kind of other juicy tidbits that are relevant to this case. This was just done to make Trump look bad. And then she, at the end of all of this, she claims that, oh, I didn't tell anybody about the encounter, even though, I should say it this way. She told everybody about her supposed encounters with Trump. And she would put her phone on speaker so that everyone else could hear it. However, she felt threatened later on, apparently, and she didn't report any of the situation to any law enforcement agency because she felt too threatened to even do that. That's it. She felt so threatened at her most threatened moment that she took down a post that she posted, on, I believe, on Twitter or on her blog or some nonsense like that. And the whole time, she also is claiming that she's going and trying to be on Trump's show, The Apprentice or something along those lines. Whatever it is, I don't pay attention to TV. So, I mean, this sounds like a person that was trying to sleep her way to the top. A very experienced individual that is well-versed in how to do that. And ultimately, I think, according to this, she turned down the 130 grand. So where did the 130 grand go? I mean, then you've got this letter from them that says that, from her actually, that said that, well, guess what? Trump and I never had sex, and here's my signature for it. And that was done a couple of years ago. So then what are we doing here? What are we doing? Why is this even a thing? It's because they've got nothing on this case. They've got nothing on this case, and they're trying to create something out of this nothing because it's an election season. They know that this case can't go anywhere, right? And even if those people legally should not go anywhere, but that doesn't mean that the jury will see it that way, especially if the jury is made up from New York City folk and you have two Democrat lawyers in the jury itself. Mark my words. Those lawyers are going to be in that jury room to try and convince every single person on that jury that has any kind of doubt that their doubts are incorrect and you should make sure that Trump is guilty to stop fascism. Trust me on this. That's why those two lawyers are there. That's why they're on the jury. So that's it. That's all you're going to worry about with this. And the only way to really get Trump in prison is going to be counting on his temperament. In other words, violating the gag order. The Democrats want him in prison. They know that they can't do it. So you create obstacles for him and goad him into doing it with a gag order like this. Ultimately, that's going to backfire if they really try to push that kind of issue. Because imagine the amount of fundraising and notoriety that Trump would get if he was behind bars for speaking out against a very, very dubious gag order to begin with. I mean, let's say you have a gag order against you, right? You can't say a word. You can't say anything about it. But all of your enemies can say anything they want all day long. And, oh, you can have family members make money off of the claims of the people that are throwing dirt in your direction. I mean, does that seem fair? Does that seem legal to you? Of course not. And it wouldn't make sense in any other situation. But that's the situation. And that's what we're in. So that's stupid, isn't it? I mean, come on. Seriously, this is one of the most dumbest things, and it's a travesty that we're even having to endure such utter nonsense with this. I mean, this ranks up there with COVID-19 and those vaccines. Because from the Epic Times, I found this very interesting. Individuals who took the COVID-19 vaccines, you'll love this, especially with Pfizer and AstraZeneca. Guess what happened with them? After the first injection, after the second injection, and you can assume every other booster shot you got, people were exhibiting signs of psychosis, auditory psychosis. They were hearing things in their heads. They were also suffering from hallucinations. Oh, you just created an immunocompromised, deranged society with these shots. Collecting data on vaccine-related psychiatric effects is crucial for prevention, they say, and an algorithm for monitoring and treating mental health reactions post-vaccination is necessary for comprehensive management. Oh, goodness. 33.3% of the cases. When you see a number like that, especially 33 or 333, you know they're signaling to people. Administration of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine potentially induced adverse psychiatric events. And same thing for AstraZeneca. In 45.8% of the incidences, psychotic symptoms were reported after the first shot, and in 50% after the second shot. Oh, psychotic symptoms, such as hallucinations, visual, auditory, olfactory, and tactile. So their senses were completely knocked out of whack. And delusions, mostly persecutory, or delusions of reference. So in other words, you've got people that have literally lost their minds. They don't know what's going on. They think they're hearing voices. Does this sound like something that you should be injecting into yourself? Oh, and then by the way, visual hallucinations. What could be better than that? These people that did this to us, not me because I'm smart, are beyond criminal. Beyond criminal. They are, in fact, probably war criminals. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. These people should be dragged out of their homes, thrown into prison, and never heard from again. And every single company involved with these injections should be broken up and just drained of all of their funds. That's what should happen. Because you can't have this kind of behavior, these kinds of policies, these kinds of mandates being perpetrated across the country, and you now have the absolute source of Trump derangement syndrome, of Biden is good, Trump is dangerous, we're fighting fascism, and any other thing you can throw out there. They literally created a population of lunatics where they hear things, see things, interact with things that don't exist. Or, if we're really going to go down a different road, they are interacting with things that do exist because of the graphene oxide in the shots, potentially, rumored to be. And it worked a little too well. So now you've got potentially a population of individuals that are subconsciously interacting with some group that is planting things into their heads and making them feel and hear things from a remote location. Talk about something really bad, if that's the case. You're talking about mind-controlled lunatics. It's going to be it for me. I'll be back, as always, throughout the rest of the week. Don't forget to catch me and Greg Bolden pretty much every night during the week, where we do about 15, 20 minutes of whatever is on our mind, basically a daily wrap-up before the weekly wrap-up. That's over on X. It's done live. You can find us there. And as always, I'll be back tomorrow. This is Last Call Podcast with Chris Mike.